Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to your sports break for September 18th. Before we go any further, let's make sure that you are aware of our daily email newsletter. You can sign up for it so easily. Go to the show notes of this very podcast. Get to know what's happening in the world of the pig pen each day, 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Sign up for that newsletter in your emails every day. Let's get to your sports history for September 18th. And the uniform numbers of some of the great players that had some excellent events on this date are numbers 21, 24, 14, 17, 19, 44, 20, 30, number 41, 46, and the number 20 uniform will all be discussed today. And we'll start off in the year 1848, September 18th, the baseball rule, whereby a first baseman can tag the base out instead of the runner, was approved by the rules makers of that time. Certainly made a big difference to the injuries of players, of collisions that were happening at first base. Some of that action, you know, not having to tag them, just tagging the base was a much easier, much more efficient way. September 18th, 1903, the Philadelphia Phillies' Chick Frazier ended up throwing a beauty of a no-hitter against the Chicago Cubs as the Phillies end up winning that game 10-0. September 18th, 1930, the New York Yankees future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Charles Red Ruffing, number 21, hit two home runs to beat the St. Louis Browns 7-6 at Sportsman's Park in St. Louis. September 18th, 1955, old number 24, Willie Mays, hits a record-tying ninth home run at Ebbets Field and tied a Joe Adcock mark on that day. September 18th, 1962, Bob Aspromonte, number 14 of the Houston Colt 45, set a National League third baseman record of 57 consecutive games without an error. That is pretty remarkable for a third baseman. September 18th, 1965, the great Mickey Mantle Day was held at Yankee Stadium, and Mantle, number 7, played his 2,000th game with the organization in Major League Baseball. September 18th, 1966, going to the football world, Baltimore quarterback Johnny Unitas, number 19, threw four touchdown passes in a 38-23 victory at the Minnesota Vikings to surpass Y.A. Tittle as the NFL's career leader with 212. Unitas ended up finishing his career with 290 touchdown passes. September 18th, 1968, Ray Washburn, number 44 of the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team, threw a no-hit gem against the San Francisco Giants for a 2-0 victory. September 18th, 1976, the Cleveland Indians player-manager Frank Robinson, number 20, played in his last game as a player in Major League Baseball. We know he went on to manage multiple teams even after the Cleveland Indians. September 18th, 1984, Tim Raines, number 30 of the Montreal Expos, became the first player with four consecutive 70 stolen base seasons, at least 70 stolen bases in a season four straight times. September 18th, 1987, Detroit Tigers first baseman Darrell Evans, number 41, became the first 40-year-old player to hit 30 Major League Baseball home runs in a single season. Evans smashed his 30th home run off of Bill Wegman, number 46, in the fifth inning of the Tigers' 7-6 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. September 18th, 1993, in what was a true oddity of sports circumstance, trailing 3-1 with two outs in the ninth, time was called prior to Mike Stanley, number 20, popping out. He ended up getting a second chance because of that timeout, and it gave way to a Yankees rally that helped them defeat the Boston Red Sox 4-3 in that day, and plenty of moaning and groaning in Beantown that day. September 18, 1996, Roger Clemens, the Rocket, number 21 of the Boston Red Sox, tied his own major league record with 20 strikeouts in a contest against the Detroit Tigers. And there you have it. There's your sports history in your sports break for Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. You can always join us at jerseydispatch.com. Go to pigskindispatch.com for football and sportshistorynetwork.com, where there are many different podcasters bringing you sports history each and every day in many different ways. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.